Tens of thousands of people are demonstrating today in Ukraine. It's the second day of protests in Kiev, the capital city, over the outcome of Sunday's presidential runoff. Official results show a win for the current prime minister, who was supported by Russia, but opposition groups and international observers say the voting was rigged. One of those observers is U.S. Senator Richard Lugar. He told reporters there has been a concerted program of Election Day fraud and abuse. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is covering this story in Kiev. And Lawrence, it sounds like you're on another busy street today, just like you were yesterday.
It's just a lot busier than it was yesterday. Yesterday, if there were 30 or 40,000 people out here, today it's well over 100,000. It's really hard to even count how many people are out here anymore. On the central square behind me, Independence Square, good 50, 60, 70,000, and then tens of thousands of people up and down the avenues away from the square. Hundreds of people pitched in tents. It's very cold out here. The wind chill must be below zero Fahrenheit. But these people are in a great mood. They've got a lot more enthusiasm than they had yesterday. The opposition always had said that the election would be rigged. A lot of people believed that as well, regular people. But the question had been, how many people could the opposition get out into the streets? And they've produced hundreds of thousands of them.
And has this demonstration been peaceful so far?
Been absolutely peaceful. It's like a celebration. The iconography reminds me a lot of the former Soviet Republic of Georgia last year, where they all are wearing the same color, orange bandanas, scarves. They're waving flags, people honking in the background now, cheering. There's not any sort of sense of aggression. It's more of what they sense as a national rebirth after 10 years of a quasi-authoritarian, very corrupt government.
And we should mention that while the official winning candidate, was supported by Russia, it was also supported by that sitting government. And how is that government and the Ukrainian parliament responding to all these demonstrations?
I'm not sure that they know what to do. I'm not sure that they expected these numbers of people to come out. This is not a situation where they can stop these demonstrations anymore. It's way beyond that. There's simply too many people on the streets. Another group, tens of thousands, have gone to the parliament, which is meeting today, surrounded that building, demonstrating there. Another group has gone to the university. Now, you mentioned Russia. It's an interesting question because there's a lot of anger here with the Russian government, with the Kremlin. President Putin came to Ukraine twice. Basically made it appear that he was appointing Prime Minister Yanukovych to the job in Ukraine. And Ukrainians, what they'll tell you is, look, we are not part of the Soviet Union anymore. We are not your Eastern European satellite, and you're not going to kick us around this way. And the reaction, in particular yesterday, from President Putin, in which he congratulated Yanukovych, even after international observers said this was a really dirty vote, just really has people angry here.
Lawrence, we've just got a couple of seconds, but I feel like we've done this before. Not too long ago, you were standing on a street in this former Soviet Republic in Georgia and watching a peaceful revolution. It became a revolution. Any chance there could actually be an overthrow of the government there in Ukraine?
My sense is it's heading in that direction. It's awfully difficult to tell. This is a much bigger country than Georgia, 10 times the size. Doesn't have a history of political rebellion. But, you know, this is getting bigger all the time, and that's the sense that you get, that this is some sort of unstoppable process.
Thanks, Lawrence. That's NPR's Lawrence Sheets. He's on the streets of Kiev, the capital of Ukraine, where protests continue after the recent election.